Case is case number 12,421. Colleen Fitzgerald seeks variances from the separation distance requirement between units for existing and proposed structures, section 115-25, 115-172, and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of Sandpiper Road within the Potnet Seaside Manufactured Home Park. The 911 address is 37109 Sandpiper Road in Millsboro. The zoning district is AR1 Agricultural Residential Zoning District, and the tax parcel is District 234, map 31, and parcel 4.00-6011. And specifically, the applicant is requesting a 1.8-foot variance from the 20-foot separation distance requirement for structures in a manufactured home park. And to date, staff have received one letter of support, zero letters of opposition, and 35 mail returns. And I will also note that the letter of support is from the community operator for Potnet Seaside, raising no objection to the request for a variance. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Colleen Fitzgerald, 37109 Sandpiper Road, Millsboro.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just, if you'll just hold on a minute. On the application, it says 12423, and on our agenda, it says 12421.
Yeah.
So which case number is it? Mr. Carson pointed that out.
The agenda is correct.
Okay.
21.
21.
21, not 23.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's it.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Colleen Fitzgerald, and I am the new homeowner of this property. Let me give you these pictures because they're going to be much better.
I think we have all of those, if you submitted those with your application.
This is one where I've actually drawn what my proposal is onto the drawing, so I think it might help you in visualizing the 22 inches I'm asking for.
So two and two and two.
Okay.
While you're waiting for those, the uniqueness of the property is a reverse pie shape. It can only fit a single wide in the front, so there is no way that this house can be replaced by anything larger. I would like to expand the rear of the house with the bedrooms and the master bath. Currently, my master bath is 2.7 feet by 7.4, and it's a very large coffin. And I'd like it just a little bit bigger. Cannot otherwise be developed due to the variance given to the neighbor by the county. There is no way to add 5 feet to the width of my home and be within the 20-foot setback. I will, in fact, be 10 feet from my property line in adding 5 feet to the width of my home, but I will no longer be within the 20 feet house to house. Not created by the applicant. I didn't create this. I just bought this place 4 months ago. It's a 36-year-old property, a 36-year-old house. I am currently renovating. Will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. If anything, it will enhance the essential character of the neighborhood because I am bettering the property, and most of the properties that are my neighbors are newer properties than mine. And the minimum variance, the variance to my property line will be 10 feet with your approval. You have already approved the variance for the neighbor. The only structure that we're looking at, and this is where I will direct your attention to the picture with the blue writing that I just handed out, If you look at the jut out of my neighbor's property, the portion to the front of the home is the only problem that we have. He has now a 4-foot variance there between his property line. If you add that to the 19.2 variance I have on mine, you come to 23.2 inches. I am asking for 5 feet. Therefore, it will be 18.2 inches in between the two structures, and it's a 22-inch difference. And it's only for that section of that one room. Once you get past that room, we're fine. Any questions?
What are you going to do with the shed?
It's going away.
Just going on the
front? It has to. There's mold in it, and it's literally falling apart on the outside. So it's going to be torn down and taken away.
Do you have plans to replace it, or?
No. What I've done is I've purchased deck boxes on the other side of the structure. You can't really, can you tell which one's mine? On the other side of the structure is a very large deck, and I've purchased deck boxes. And between the interior of my house and the deck boxes, I can hold everything I need to hold.
On your drawing, you don't have any, like, nothing, like, no steps coming out, no heating, no air conditioning units off that side, nothing else.
The air conditioning unit, if we can make this bigger, I can show it to you. The air conditioning unit is right here. Whoa. Right here. In the corner between the deck and the house.
Okay.
And I just had the heating unit replaced. They sold me, when they sold me the house, they sold it to me as a propane home. I came to find out after I purchased it, or after I contracted for it, that it was in fact oil. I had the oil tank removed. I had propane put in. And they also did something with the air conditioning so that when that air conditioning system goes, which it's going to, it's almost 40 years old. Works great right now, they said. Everything will be internal.
Are there, can you show us the variances?
It's too old. We looked at them. Mm.
No, I think when we looked, there was nothing since 2011. So. Huh?
Are there any flooding issues on that property?
This property has never flooded in the 35 plus years it's been there. But on the first day that I resided in this property, there was some water in my backyard. It was October when we had that super tide with the, you know, only happens once every 60 years. Yeah, that was my first day in the home. But no, it did not flood, and it has never flooded.
Thank you.
Do you know the actual square footage of the lot?
No. And unfortunately, the gentleman from Potnets that prepared this for me, they couldn't even give me a plot when I purchased the home. It didn't exist. This property is older than Paper Trail. So they literally had to draw this for me to show me what I owned. I have no idea what the square footage is of the lot. All I know is I can't go within 33 feet of like structure to ground variance.
Is this your full-time residence?
It is. I will be here until I am no longer.
Are there any other questions from members of the board? Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Mr. Sharp, do you have any other questions?
I do not, Madam Chair. Thank you.
I will then close the public hearing and entertain a motion. We've never had since I've been on here, a variance request for this park.
I don't recall one.
And they're pretty close in there.
They may be aged, and that could be why.
Yeah.
You know, that might be part
but
of
it. Brent, do you remember? Pot nets?
Yeah, I think a long time ago we had them before come in. Bud was on it.
Okay.
When Mr. Rickard was a secretary, probably.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I will entertain a motion.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve case number 12421 for Colleen Fitzgerald for the requested variance. I believe the property is unique. That property can't be developed in strict conformity. Will not alter the essential character, and is the minimum variance necessary for relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Workman?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Carson?
Aye for my reasons.
Mr. Corman?
Aye for the reasons stated.
And I too for the reasons. So with a vote of 5-0, your application is approved.